what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Try as I might, after reading the scriptures earlier in the week, I cannot figure out a way to work March Madness into the scripture for today. But one thing I am super aware of after reading the scripture and being aware of the schedule this afternoon, there are a number of people who want this to be short. In our gospel this morning, Jesus says to the group gathered, he says, "Do you think that those who have horrible things happening to them, those Galileans whose blood Pilate mingled with their sacrifice, those who had the Tower of Siloam fall on them, are worse than anybody else?" Now, he answers before the crowd gets a chance to. But I believe firmly that the answer would have been a resounding yes. They are far worse than we are, because it's always easy to find somebody else that is a worse person than you are. I look good if somebody else looks bad, right? But like I say, he doesn't give them the chance. He simply says, "No, they're no worse. But unless you repent, worse things will happen to you." I think he's saying to this group around him, "Y'all have heard the message. You know what you're supposed to be doing. And if you choose not to, shame on you." What do we pray in the confession? We ask God to forgive us those things that we have done. Those are easy to remember. And those things left undone. It's those opportunities that we see around us. It's that person that needs a kind word. It's that person who needs shelter or needs a warm meal that we ignore, that I think tells the story. Week after week, God calls us into a relationship with God. We are called to study his scripture. We are called to hear his message. We are called to be fed by bread and wine so that we can be strengthened to go do those things that we've left undone. And certainly, there are a lot of them. Jesus goes on to tell this wonderful parable about the fig tree. 3 years, owner comes trying to get some figs, and he doesn't find any. He's ready to throw up his hands and say, "Enough. This thing is just wasting space. Let's cut it down and put in a new one." But the one that's tending the tree says, "Hold on, hold on. Let's work just a little bit harder. Let's dig around it. Let's fertilize it really good and give it one more chance." Thank goodness that's what God does with us. God continues to feed us even though we don't produce the fruit that God wants from us. He continues to feed us so that there is this hope that we might respond. Week after week, I say, there's a world out there that's hurting. There's a world out there in need, and no one is called to serve more than we are. We're the ones to whom the message of love and forgiveness and acceptance has been given. And it's up to us to share it. And if we don't, God will continue to till the soil around us, to spread a little bit of manure and hope that we produce. We are the ones that God calls today. We are the ones that God calls every day to do the work He has given us to do. In other words, we need to spread a little bit of manure around. It's good stuff. It helps things grow. Let us help one another grow. And let us hope most fully that those lists of things left undone grows shorter and shorter and shorter. God has hope in us to transform a world that He created. Let us get busy at the task ahead. Amen.